This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Community groups are inching closer to securing a long-awaited agreement with the state to formally lease Reggie Wong Park. Reggie Wong Park is the only outdoor recreational space in Boston's Chinatown. But after years of negotiation, there's a holdup. There are environmental hazards left over from the big dig and disagreement on who should fix them. WBUR's Amy Moon reports this is standing in the way of protecting what has been a core part of the community for decades.
This piece of land is ours.
Yeah.
This is our park.
In a video from October shared online, Norman Ang is speaking out into a crowd of community members at Reggie Wong Park, demanding a lease from the state. The small recreational park near South Station is owned by the Department of Transportation and is the center of an ongoing battle for open space in Chinatown.
From this day forward, we want to make sure that we have control. Thank you.
Reggie Wong Park is a third of an acre next to an old steam plant in I-93. It has a few basketball hoops and a court for playing volleyball. In an interview, Norman says you can smell the highway exhaust from the courts, but he considers the park his second home.
Well, because it's all that we have left. It's our one sacred space.
He's played volleyball in Chinatown since he was 14 years old.
It's just kind of disappointing to see the park still not secured for long term.
Norman says it's just part of a long struggle over land in Chinatown. In the 1950s and 60s, the state displaced thousands of residents from their homes to make way for major infrastructure projects like the Central Artery. The park and surrounding area are one of the last remaining sites to be cleaned up after the big dig. And in 2016, the area was put up for development. That's when the community started organizing to formally lease the park from the DOT. Russell Ang, who has no relation to Norman, is a president of the nonprofit Friends of Reggie Wong Park.
We just want to lease the land, make it better, and make it playable for the neighborhoods.
He says in 2019, the community was close to signing an agreement with the DOT that would lease the land for $1 a year. Then, with the COVID pandemic and leadership changes, Russell says they didn't hear from the DOT for 3 years. That was until last April, when the state notified them that there was asbestos in the soil and that the terms of the lease would change.
They said, well, we'll give you the lease, but if you do anything to improve the park, then you're responsible for remediating the hazardous waste. And we're like, how can that be?
Representatives from the DOT declined to be interviewed, but said in an email that it's working with the state's Department of Environmental Protection to remediate the asbestos. But Russell says the two parties have not yet been able to agree on how much cleanup the DOT will be responsible for. Friends of Reggie Wong Park has secured at least $250,000 in federal funds to improve the park. But their hands are tied, says nonprofit board member Catherine Friedman.
We can't make any park improvements until we have a lease, and we can't have a lease until there's been some remediation. So we have this space here that is not necessarily safe.
It's not unusual for these types of negotiations to take years, according to Ezra Glenn, who teaches urban studies and planning at MIT. He says it's complicated when there are both city and state agencies involved.
This is a weird thing where, you know, the state owns land in the city, and DOT was not created to provide parks for the city of Boston.
Glenn is not involved in the negotiations, but says if the state keeps it as a park for the community, it forgoes the potential income for other public projects.
But just because something is prime real estate does not mean that it should be given over to developers.
That's City Council President Ed Flynn, who represents Chinatown and has been supporting the community's effort to secure open space.
What we don't want to see is, after the lease is up, the park be developed into luxury condos for the wealthy. This community deserves better.
One way to keep the park would be to have it legally designated a public park. It would then be protected by the state's constitution. But Russell says the current lease terms specifically state that the DOT will not permanently recognize Reggie Wong Park as protected land.
That's the thing about being in Chinatown, right? You don't get to negotiate with the government. They negotiate for you, like when they actually split Chinatown in half, right? To put the surface artery there.
Representatives from Boston's Planning and Development Agency, Parks, and Environment Departments all declined to interview on the subject. Chief of Environment Mariama White-Hammond said in an email that the city, quote, appreciates the community's advocacy for more park space. Russell says other than Councillor Flynn, representatives from the city stopped attending meetings over a year ago. The nonprofit is meeting with the DOT tomorrow to discuss soil remediation. Even if the negotiations fall through, Russell says the community will continue to use the park as it has for 50 years.
We'd rather play and continue our community presence and community traditions there, and we'll deal with the health factors and stuff like that afterwards.
Come January, Russell says he'll work with the new administration to secure the park for Chinatown's future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Moon.